Okay, so the analysis plan for this part of the study was to use multiple regression and SEM using maximum likelihood estimation with M+ software. So looking at moderate rating effects, regression analysis run with all substance use and school connectedness as a dependent variable, and interaction terms between demographic factors and risk protective factors were re-entered into the regression equation as independent variables. So for the mediating effects, demonstrate significant relationship between contextual factors and school connectedness. Just demonstrate relationship between school connectedness and drug use, and mediation was present if the indirect path was significant. So here is the model. And here is the mediation model. Okay, I will explain it. So results from the model show that school connectedness is a full mediator for the following relationships: self-control and substance use, social support and substance use, family involvement and substance use, teacher support and substance use, and community connectedness and substance use. And then school connectedness was not a mediator between religion, refusal efficacy, social norms, and community safety. So contextual factors negatively directly related to substance use include school connectedness, religion, refusal efficacy, social norms, and community safety. Contextual factors positively related to school connectedness include self-control, social support, family involvement, teacher support, and community connectedness. So the teacher and the school still. And then it was a full mediator for the following relationships: self-control, substance use, social norms, social norms and substance use, social support and substance use, family involvement, teacher support, and community connectedness and substance use. So results also show that boys and girls were similar with the pathways and differences when examining the factors, and significant gender differences in boys and girls were found for the effect of substance use on social norms and refusal efficacy. Refusal efficacy was stronger protective relationship for girls than for boys, and boys were more influenced by the social norms of their peers. If you looked at the moderation, as age increased, protective factors of school connectedness also increased. As the students got older, the protective effects of self-control, social norms, and refusal efficacy decreased. And school connectedness increasing as a student's age was inconsistent with previous findings. So again, it could be because of the rural context. And then the decrease in norms, self-control, and refusal efficacy is consistent with other studies and support that older students are more influenced by their peers and lack self-control to abstain during this developmental part of their life. Refusal efficacy showed stronger protective relationship with substance abuse for white students than for African Americans. And community safety was a stronger predictive relationship with substance use for African Americans than for whites. Teacher support showed stronger protective factors with substance use for African Americans than for whites. And this is important if you're trying to find culturally appropriate programs. And they are consistent as well with previous literature, with African Americans refuse drugs at lower rates than whites and are more influenced by positive interactions with teachers. So school connectedness is important, and previous research may underestimate the power of school connectedness, particularly in rural areas. It had a strong effect against alcohol use and social norms surrounding alcohol use in rural populations. So from what Dr. Parker found, rural schools need to provide safe and intellectually challenging environments, family, teachers, and community that encourage academic motivation, experiential and hands-on learning opportunities, a variety of instructional methods and technologies to promote school connectedness, and programs that create positive and purposeful peer support and peer norms. The limitations of the study are that it was cross-sectional. The reliability of asking about academic performance because that depends on, you know, whether are you good with C's, A's, or B's. The low literacy students and students who dropped out were excluded. It was hard, you know, it's hard to read a survey out loud and still have the comprehension. I mean, these surveys that we fill out are very complex. And, of course, it is self-report. But the implications for research is looking at school connectedness, using these models, social ecological model, justice problem behavior to develop interventions. And the survey, the teachers and the administrators did administer the survey, and you know that was the only feasible way for us to do that. But they were again involved, and parents, church leaders, community members. If everyone can just stay involved with their students, again, social ecological multi-level approach and school connectedness are all important in terms of developing interventions as we move forward. Importance of race and gender for boys. It's important to address social norms, teach refusal skills, teach importance of self-control, and receive social support from older mentors. And for girls, it's to encourage time spent with their family. African Americans, involvement with community members and centers and stakeholders to promote safer neighborhoods. So, thank you very much.